Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of the Eagle Hour. We're in Laurel at the brand new Planet Fitness, and it is a beautiful facility here in beautiful Laurel, Mississippi. We're glad to be here. We'll be talking to Natalie Kirk, who is the regional manager of Planet Fitness. We're going to hear from Nolan Tucker, the Valparaiso transfer, now playing second base for Golden Eagle Baseball, and going to have a lot of fun here at Planet Fitness for the next hour, and we're very glad that they invited us over here. But want to kick the show off today by going down to the coast. Scott Watkins, our go-to guy from the Biloxi Sun-Herald, our guy that really keeps up with Sunbelt Conference sports. And Scott, always good to have you back on the Eagle Hour. We're down to four games in basketball. Any big changes that you've seen since the last time we talked about Sunbelt basketball?
Things have kind of stuck in order a little bit. The top four kind of looks like the top four from last time. You've got Southern Miss still kind of teetering on that top four seed. Edge, I think Arkansas State has surged and done pretty well in the last couple of weeks. That the Red Wolves are also in conversation for that top four spot. Marshall has not played strong down the stretch here. We'll see how they finish, but for the most part, you still got the same top three, and you still got three teams battling for that fourth seed.
Which is really important, and explain to listeners who may not know why that's so important, Scott.
Well, it's kind of nuanced because the top four seeds get the double bye in the Sun Belt tournament, and from gauging Twitter reactions, it seems like that's still very important, even after last year when Southern Miss had a top four seed, had a one seeder, and lost. In their first game, and the complaints were, and Jay Ladd even mentioned it. When you're a one seed, you get a double bye. You don't get to play basketball for a week. You're very cold. You're going in there playing against a team that has won a game very recently. So I don't know. How important that is, because do you still want that top four seed? Do you still want to go a week without playing basketball, or do you want to be a five seed and have a game before playing one of the top four teams?
Well, I think there could be arguments certainly made either way. And, Scott, you know, basketball certainly in the focus right now. But the Sun Belt going through some transitions in football. Kane Womack, of course, Southern Miss guy, who is the head coach at South Al, has gone now to the University of Alabama. And more recently, Georgia State loses a head coach. And they're all going to other schools as coordinators and tight end coaches and just kind of some bizarre placements. What's going on football-wise in the Sun Belt?
Yeah, football's changing. The entire environment is changing. It's not even the Group of Five. I think when you saw, Chip Kelly leave UCLA to be a coordinator in his own conference, at another school in his own conference, that sets off some alarm bells. Coaches don't want to be general managers. They want to be coaches. They want to coach football. As Will Hall talked about in Ross Dellinger's story recently, he's not coaching football anymore. He's fundraising. That's all he's doing. He's fundraising. He's getting NIL money about. He's being a general manager. He's putting together a roster. That's all it is. These coaches don't want to do that anymore. They want to coach football. So they're willing to go and be coordinators and be position coaches at places that they're still getting paid. They're not really taking big pay cuts, if at all. They're going to Alabama. They're going to South Carolina. They're getting their money, and they're coaching football. They're recruiting like they used to. They're no longer fundraising. They're no longer begging the players on their roster to stay with the few pockets of change that they have against the $5 million offers that are coming from SEC schools. You know, they don't have to do that anymore. And I think that is what is causing this shift within the Sun Belt, within the entire landscape.
And we saw where Major Applewhite was promoted from offensive coordinator to head coach at South Alabama. Those in the Jaguar Nation, that didn't come as any big surprise. Still relatively early in the Georgia State search. Any names you're hearing as to who will replace Sean Clark down there as head coach of the Panthers?
I haven't heard a name. I thought initially they would promote from within, but then they made the strength coach the interim head coach, so they may not have anybody in that staff that they feel comfortable with pulling up, but it's so late in the process that a national search at this time, that you just don't see it very often. Getting a waiver to pause spring practice, I've never seen that before. This is a weird situation for Georgia State. I don't know what kind of names could be available at this point, late February, but hope the best for them.
We are live at Planet Fitness in Laurel today on the phone with our good buddy Scott Watkins from the Sun Herald. Scott, continue that college football. Yesterday, the 5-point plus 7 college football model gets approved. Some people were grumbling, and then they remembered that the fifth of that 5 is actually the group of 5 highest-rate conference champion, because there is no more Power 5. There's a Power 4 with the Pac-12 dissolving. And kind of your take of the new landscape for officially the next 2 years.
Yeah, that's. I guess that was expected. Would have loved to see 6+6, but you know that the SEC and the Big Ten, the powers that be would not have allowed that. But 5+7 does give the G5 a bid. I think the only interesting thing that I got out of it was the report from Brett McMurphy that it was proposed that the SEC and the Big Ten should get 4 auto bids each. That's absurd. That's just unbelievable. But I feel like that's kind of where we're heading. At this point, I think that, you know, if you want to do that, those two conferences are more than willing. They're more than welcome to go ahead and split up and do their own thing and let everybody else have the rest. But, not too shocking. And I think in the interim, it's a good call.
Yeah, I mean, are we presumed to think that even though it would be an auto bid, the group of 5 may be seed 12?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be 12 versus 5, that first round, whatever it is. 12 versus, an undefeated Florida State.
Yeah, I got, I was thinking about it yesterday. I heard some other people talking about it as well. 5's probably the best spot to be. You at least get a second-round game. Anyway, back to basketball real quick. Andre Curbelo makes his appearance over the weekend, rebounds 24 points in 28 minutes. That was extremely encouraging what he did at maybe 85% to 90% what Cardona said. And will we see Victor Hart down the stretch? How important is he?
I hope that we do, because he is hugely important to this team's offensive sets and what they want to do, throughout these games. He provides such a lift when Austin Crowley, he's been so streaky and so spotty this season. You have Victor Hart there. That's kind of been that boost that Southern Miss has needed in spots. They're going to need him down the stretch. They're going to need Curbelo. KenPom does not like Southern Miss the rest of the way, but the great thing is the Golden Eagles have Louisiana twice in the last 4 games, so it is in their hands whether or not they get to the top 4. So I still think the schedule kind of shakes out in their way.
Well, I got to tell you, Scott, us longtime Southern Miss fans have seen those dreams dissolve plenty of times when you think it's going to be an easy win. About a minute left. Your quick observation about opening weekend and the Golden Eagles winning 3 of their first 4 games.
Yeah, I think it's a good start. I don't think that there's reason to, claim the sky is falling after losing to Marist. Marist is not good. No, they're not. But you take the first 2. You knew it was going to be weird that 3rd game. You had no idea who was going to pitch. But I think that you like that Coach Hodge has been willing to move things around in the lineup and in the outfield. I love that McIntyre outfield with Monastir. That gives them the most athletic outfield they've had since I've been here, which is not very long. But I love Ozzie Pratt. The guy swinging the bat really well, plays a good glove, a shortstop. I think this team will be okay going forward. I love that they get, 5 games in 6 days? It's a mini postseason to start the year. That's, right. That's really good for the pitching staff.
Right. I think, and you can tell me if you agree or not, you look at catcher, you look at a couple of positions, there's going to be some growing pains over the next probably 2 or 3 weeks, but nothing to, jump off a building about, right?
It's February. Last year we had the same thing. The team was struggling with runners in scoring position, and then in April it just kind of clicked. But let's give it some time. Let's enjoy baseball while it's here. It doesn't last long. It's quick. So let's have fun.
Yeah. As my daughter told me last night, I don't want to hear about people complaining. They should just be happy we can watch the Golden Eagles play baseball again. I think there's probably some truth to that, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Scott. We appreciate you, buddy, and look forward to having you back on the show here in the very near future.
Great. Thank you, guys.
All right. It is a clear sky here in Laurel, right? And there's nothing falling.
Right.
This is a great picture of Southern Miss baseball.
The city, what do you call it?
City Beautiful. It's a definite article. The City Beautiful.
Gotcha. Coming up, Natalie Kirk is the regional manager of Planet Fitness. She's going to work Kelly Center out here in front of the tent. You still have time to get here.
They got cornhole. Is that going to be his activity? His physical activity?
Well, he's going to do push-ups on top of the cornhole boxes and how many laps think you get into the parking lot here, Kelly, during the break? It's only 3 minutes.
How many can I do around just the cornhole
board? Yeah.
How about walking around the table here?
We're about to run out there.
Do I have to?
Natalie Kirk, next on the Eagle Hour. We're broadcasting from Planet Fitness in Laurel, and we're very happy to be here.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air this afternoon, live in Laurel at the brand new Planet Fitness. What a gorgeous place here. Natalie Kirk is the regional manager of Planet Fitness. Skylar Cunningham is the club manager. They join us here under the Super Talk tent. And Natalie, first of all, thank you very much for having us back. We're really grateful to you for that.
Oh, thanks for having us. Thanks for being here.
Let me make sure everything is working. All right. Makes kind of bright lights here, a little trouble hearing. And, of course, we're in Laurel, and you could – I didn't
even
have to say that, did I? Because you hear the train in the background. So we'll try to work our way through that beautiful facility, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's turned out beautifully.
Yeah, and you know, so you gave me a tour I'm grateful for, so I want to ask you about a few things here,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Judgment-free zone means what?
Just means that we provide a comfortable, non-intimidating atmosphere for everybody. We're inclusive. That's all it means, inclusivity.
All ages,
all
right?
Well, 13.
Yeah.
13 to 106. I mean, however.
106, there
yeah,
you go.
At least.
All right, I'm going to quiz you, okay?
No.
Functional training.
Yes.
All right. Tell me about it.
What
yeah.
is it?
Yeah.
Well, in our functional, that's so great that you said that because we do have a room called functional training.
Yeah.
So that's where you're going to be doing some exercises, some floor exercises with your mats. We're going to have some different torso, ab exercises. We've got stuff for your adductors and your abductors, medicine balls, resistance bands, things like that.
All right. 30-minute workout section.
Mm.
See, I did my homework. You did do your homework.
I like that you're prepared.
Yeah.
30-minute workout. So that is for people who are on a time crunch. That's mm-hmm. for our efficient folks.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you do a 30-minute workout 3 times a week, and you are set. This is a room that gives you 10 strength training pieces, 10 pieces of cardio, and you work out with a light. So when the light turns green, you go. Right?
I got you.
You go for a minute and you stop on rev for 30 seconds, and when you're done with the circuit, you have a full body workout.
All right. Black Card Spa.
I'm going to let Skylar talk about
Card
Spa.
Yeah, Black Card Spa is, of course, Black Card membership exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to pay a little extra to get those perks and rewards, but it's really fun. It's really relaxation. We've got our hydro bed massages in there. We've got our deep tissue massage chairs here in Laurel specifically. Now, you have to come to Laurel specifically for this.
Mm-hmm.
So no Hattiesburg, but we do have mm-hmm. a wellness pod there, which is like a relaxation thing. We've got our stand-up tanning beds and our lay-down tanning bed as well.
All right. Now, here's the one I've been waiting on. Link Alarm.
Or Lunk Alarm.
Link Alarm.
Lunk Alarm.
Lunk.
Yeah,
Lunk Alarm. Lunk Alarm.
So, look, we do like to protect our judgment-free zone and our no-critics atmosphere. So, look, we cater to the general population of folks, all fitness journeys. So if you're grunting a little too loud, if you decide to throw weights down and just kind of make other people uncomfortable, we're just going to go have a conversation with you.
Really?
And then if you continue to do it, then we might ring that lunk alarm.
The lunk alarm.
But here in Laurel, look, everyone is so wonderful, we don't even have to ring it. We've never rung it.
All right, Natalie, I want you to look at my partner here, Kelly Santer.
Kelly.
What could you do for Kelly Santer here at Planet Fitness?
Kelly, we are a full-service facility here, so you can come in.
Oh, you pump gas?
Yes, around back.
We do charge extra for that.
Yeah, yeah. Skylar has his own car cleaning service that comes with a Black Card Plus membership. but you can come in. Look, you can. I know these guys probably bully you a good bit here. I've heard the show. I know they're a little. You can come in here and feel protected in our environment.
Chandler doesn't scare me.
Look, you can come in and get. We have tons of brand new cardio equipment.
So why did she use the word tons when looking at me?
Man, look, I'm from the area. And you can relax and recover in our Black Card Spa.
Yeah, you'd like that, Kelly.
The thing that amazes me is with the facility that you've got here, you got a choice of different plans. I mean, $10 a month, but the Black Card plan, that's not hardly anything for all the other things that you get.
You're right. The fees here are crazy. How do you do that? $10. Come in here, work out as many times as you want every month, right?
As many times as you want your home club for $10. Yeah.
But give us the rundown on the cost, because I think it's pretty astonishing, actually.
Because I would do the Black Card.
Yes.
If you're going to do it, do it all out.
If you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. That's what I say.
Wow. I like that. Yeah.
That's a Linda Kirk special. Mm-hmm. That's from my mother. But
shout out.
So the rates, here they are. They're simple. We got a classic membership. You come in at your home club and you use the workout facility, the locker rooms, and you get free fitness training with our wonderful fitness trainer, Chandler, for $10 a month. Now, if you want to go big and do the Black Card, you got $24.99. You can go, there's 2,500 locations you can go to. You can bring a guest with you for free every single time. You can relax and recover in that Black Card spa. You can use the locker rooms, showers, private changing rooms, and free fitness training as well. And then you get other perks like half off our cooler drinks. And then in the app, the Planet Fitness app, you get special perks there as well. I use them for 1-800 flowers all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, for an extra $15,
why not?
You can't go buy a meal for $25.
Yeah, you really cannot. So inflation has not hit.
Now, Skylar, you talked about, you mentioned not in Hattiesburg, but in Laurel. So there's obviously different layouts of Planet Fitness. So how do you determine what would be the facility look like in Hattiesburg and how it would differ in Laurel?
Well, I would say here we do have a lot of newer equipment there versus the Hattiesburg Club just because we're such a new location. So we do have a little bit extra access to those newer pieces. For example, like I said, the wellness pod is something that we have here. Not too many clubs in our district actually have that. So that's something we pride ourselves on, bringing that new equipment to our members here.
And so what made Laurel especially attractive for a Planet Fitness location?
Look, I mean, we've been looking at Laurel for a long time. This is a very full circle moment for us. But Laurel is a vibrant, growing community, and we've got our sister location in Hattiesburg. But now we've got one in the middle of Hattiesburg and Meridian, which is also our club there. So, I mean, we wanted to bring the Judgment Free Zone to Laurel. We know it's needed and we want to be a community partner.
And Natalie, you told me earlier today that a big percentage of your clientele here now are middle-aged people, and you obviously welcome everybody. But as you and I were talking, one of the things I think that maybe turns some older people off from getting involved with a fitness club is they're a little intimidated, maybe uncomfortable by the quote-unquote 25-year-olds in the workout suits.
But, the muscle heads?
Yeah. But Planet Fitness has a business plan that addresses that head-on, correct?
We do.
Yeah.
Yep. So we offer 3 or 4 different health insurance memberships. So like Silver Sneakers with Humana. We've got
Silver and Fit,
Active and Fit. So if all you got to do is call your insurance provider and say, hey, do you offer a wellness benefit with this insurance? And you can come and get a free membership at Planet Fitness.
And they'll pay for that.
The insurance will, yep.
How about zero cost, Kelly?
Yeah, how about zero?
Can't beat that, can you?
Any chance that there will be a Planet Fitness open in Raymond, Mississippi anytime?
Which is Skyler's hometown. He said earlier y'all don't have electricity. That's not true.
Yeah, that's not true. We do also have indoor water and plumbing and all the things.
Oh, all right.
Nice.
Yeah. Not quite a Planet Fitness, but there is one close by.
There is.
Now, do you guys have 24-hour access or no?
Not currently.
Okay. Is that getting to be more of a trend? And if so, how many people actually go in and work out at 2:30 in the morning, I wonder?
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. Especially with, like,
shift work.
Shift work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and some people just, you know, there's less people at night, right? Overnight. Yeah. So somebody wants to come in and work out and not deal with a lot of people, they can come and get it anytime. But currently, no, we're not doing the 24.
All right, so today was the ribbon cutting and quote-unquote grand opening, but you guys have been here a couple months,
yep.
Right?
Yep, we opened mid-December.
So, Skyler, what's been the reaction? I'm sure the community's got to be excited because this place is really, really
gorgeous. Yeah, absolutely. Since we've been open, it's been absolutely amazing. I cannot brag on the club itself enough. I cannot brag on our members here enough. The staff is wonderful. The community has received us very well, and we appreciate that tremendously. And we're going to continue to try to grow and appreciate them as much as we can.
The facility looks pristine inside. Well,
thank you, sir.
It is so clean.
They do a great job.
We try to keep it as clean as we possibly can because nobody wants to come work out in a dirty gym.
Yeah, yeah. Skyler, real quickly, I don't have the clock in front of me. I don't know how much time we have left in the segment, but kind of put in perspective how someone can benefit from coming here and improving their physical health.
And like we said earlier, we're really big on that judgment-free zone, welcoming any and everyone as best we can. So not many gyms can honestly say that, but here at Planet Fitness, that's our slogan. That we live and breathe that, absolutely. The staff, everybody involved, and the members receive that very well. I mean, it's apparent when you walk through the door here. I'm sure you experienced this when you came in earlier. It's such a welcoming environment that we're happy that you're here, and that's something that we continue to try to build on every day.
It took me a long time for people to convince me of this, but I have learned that physical exercise just makes you mentally and physically better.
Absolutely.
Is that right? Natalie, are you going to come back?
I think
so. Before the show's over? You're an old beau. This is your second
appearance on the Eagle Hour. I think I will. It's my second time. I'm going for the trifecta. Yeah.
All right. We're going to have more from Planet Fitness and Laurel with Natalie and Skyler right after this. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're having a good time here in Laurel this afternoon. Always fun when we're in Laurel. We're at Planet Fitness, and I want to thank Natalie Kirk, Skyler Cunningham, and all the folks from Planet Fitness for inviting us over here today. Really, really do appreciate that. All right, let's get back to baseball. 6:30 tonight, the Golden Eagles down in New Orleans. Taking on the UNO, what are the Privateers?
Is there going to be any Southern Miss fans there? Not because they don't want to be there, but
yeah,
they're not allowed to get in.
Remember last year they wouldn't sell us any tickets, which I just thought was amazing. Because we didn't have any tickets to sell them. That's what it was.
Yes.
It had been sold out, so they wouldn't sell us any tickets. And so the 12 fans that showed up to watch them had a really good time.
Yeah, I was last year I remember that. I was saying, come on, you guys. I mean, gosh, a pregnancy scare and a pack of cigarettes, we could be back in junior high the way you're acting. You know?
I mean, Wait a minute, what did you just say? What did you just say?
No, I'm about to go play cornhole again.
No, I'm just...
I'm acting
so juvenile last year, UNO.
That's all you had to say. That's all that you had to say.
Okay.
That was it.
114th meeting, man, I don't know, between Southern Miss and UNO. Southern Miss holds a 61-52 record. You wouldn't think it's that close.
I believe, because we looked at this last year, and I should have looked it up for today, UNO is like in the top 10 of most played opponents for Southern Miss baseball.
Yeah, I can see
that. You remember when Ron Maestri was there, though, the great Ron Maestri was there forever, and UNO was at the top of their game then, and Southern Miss was not.
Right,
so the tables have definitely flipped in the past 10 years.
Chandler Best is going to start the game tonight. Coach Oz announced that yesterday on the Eagle Hour. And, Kelly, this is a kid coming off of Tommy John surgery, and you know a little bit about that. I think your son had Tommy John surgery. How big a night is this for Chandler Best?
I hope that, and I hope he's got the maturity, and I think he does, has the maturity to understand not to get too up. You know, you can almost get too keyed up that you don't perform, you know, that you don't perform well, and limit his expectations. And I think a team like UNO, who had a good series last weekend, they played well in their opening series, but this is a team that Southern Miss should be able to beat, but it's not, you know, it's not like a top five team in the country. So Chandler can work his way back, and it's been over a calendar year since he's gotten a throw, so you know he's going to be up. I just hope he'll be able to temper it just a little.
A little nervous probably, Luke, you figure?
Yeah, I mean, not so much nervous, but just kind of anxious.
Yeah.
And it's because he's worked his tail off to get to this place. And there's nothing that can simulate you for pitch one, pitch two, inning one, inning two. And I think they're all on a pitch count. But it'll be interesting to see how long he gets to pitch tonight, especially if he gets in a groove, you know. And you want him to leave the game possibly sooner than later. Let him feel the best about his appearance. You know,
you want him feeling good though, when he leaves
absolutely.
The game. Yeah. All right, a lot of new faces on the team this year. Obviously, Nolan Tucker is one. I had the opportunity to meet this kid Sunday afternoon. He's the transfer from Valparaiso. Second baseman who caught everybody's eye when they were here last year. He's really a talented player. Hit 298, 8 doubles, a triple, 4 home runs, and 24 RBIs last year at Valparaiso. Transferred here. He is a graduate transfer. So I think he's here, if I think I'm right about this, 1 year and done. But he could be a really impact player on the team this year. Here's my brief conversation Sunday afternoon with Nolan
Tucker. All right, Nolan Tucker on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Nolan, long journey from Valpo here. Tell us how it happened. A lot of rumors and a lot of talk about how you ended here.
Yeah, so pretty much I came down here last year and was able to play here. I was fortunate enough to play well. And, you know, the environment, the community, the way the players carried themselves, same with the coaches, it really stuck out to me. And, you know, when it came time to be in the portal, I was just waiting for the day Southern Miss would hopefully reach out to me. And then when they did, I didn't really need to see the place. I was just in, and I wanted to come play there.
All right, so you've done your first series here. Your thoughts about the atmosphere at Pete Taylor Park?
It's incredible. You know, the fans bring it every single day, win or lose. The coaches bring it, the players bring it, and, you know, it's just a special place, and I'm just very happy to be here.
All right, so you win the first couple of games, and it's early in the year, a lot of new players, six players starting new. Give us your observation of the team and what the vibe here is on the program.
I think we have a great team this year. I think the pitching staff is very deep and, you know, incredible, honestly. It's a great pitching staff. The hitting is great as well, I think. You know, I don't think we brought our best bolt this weekend, on the hitting side especially. But, you know, balls are going to start falling. I think guys are getting comfortable up there, and, you know, we got a lot of talent in this order, and we'll bring it next time.
You guys brought a talented team down here last year, I thought. But give me a comparison between baseball at Valpo and the league you were playing in and what you see here at Southern Miss.
Yeah, you know, the Missouri Valley is a pretty strong conference RPI-wise, especially back when Dallas Baptist was in it. It was always about a top six, top five conference, depending on the year. And, you know, we haven't started Sun Belt games. I know the Sun Belt's loaded this year, you know, and I hope, you know, I expect us to be on the top of that.
All right, your expectations, your hopes for the year.
This team's going to be very good. We're gonna have a great postseason run, and like I said, this team's going to be very good this year.
And what do you personally hope to accomplish here?
You know, I don't think we don't want to cap ourselves. You know, you'd like to say you want to go all the way. You don't always control that, but I know this team's going to come out and bring it every day.
All right, has the culture shock hit you yet? Well, tell us the difference in Valpo and being in South Mississippi.
Yeah, just being up north and being down south, obviously the weather, but then also the people. I think the people down here are real kind. You know, the community in general just has your back. I feel like everyone looks out for each other, and it's just been great.
All right, have they introduced you to all this good Gulf Coast seafood?
Yes. A few of my teammates down by the coast have made some recommendations for me, and it's pretty good.
We're glad to have you here, young man. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
Kelly, you and I talk about this a lot. Here's a new kid, the first time I had met him. But he's delightful. He's articulate. He's smart. And he's so happy to be down here. It's just amazing.
The weather, and he talks about, and they really appreciate it this time of year. It's in August and July that I'm not sure.
He hadn't been here in August yet.
That they appreciate it so much. But I think he's clear, too, that he's got a one-year contract, so to speak.
Right.
So he wants to come in and do all that he can and make this his crowning achievement, however far this team goes this year.
Important spot, going to play second base. I think he's probably going to start and play a lot. He's a lot of upside to Nolan Tucker, Luke. He could be a real impact player.
Yeah, you know, he batted ninth and saw several starts this weekend. We saw Seth Smith get in there at second base also, and may see Eli Collins at some point as well. So second base is one of those, just like it was last year. I mean, you're just kind of waiting for somebody to grab a hold of it with the bat and the glove. And remember last year it was Monastery that finally grabbed a hold of it. But Nolan Tucker's a guy at the bottom of your order. You can remember in the Scott Berry years, the nine-hole hitter was viewed as like a second leadoff guy. And everybody remembers, you know,
Lebo.
Lebo at the bottom. And then Dickerson batted ninth, you know, for a few years. And I think Nolan Tucker is a guy that can provide pop there as well. All right.
Well, I want to ask you this real quick because you're from here. And I want you to tell me if this what's your reaction to this. I thought the little catcher from West Jones played really well.
Yeah, Lawson Odom. I mean,
but Luke, there's something sad. Every time he comes up to the plate and I see that number 10, I start dreaming of our shortstop.
Well, this is what was really funny. After, I think, day two or day three, there was an error on the website, and apparently the 2023 squad was still linked to the stats. So Dustin Dickerson had played a couple games for Southern Miss this year, and it was because that 10 transferred over. But I tell you what, you know, there's a reason why he wears that 10, and it was because when Dustin came to Southern Miss, Lawson took over the shortstop position. You know what's amazing about him? So he's second on the team right now in batting. He played in, what, I think he got in all four games because he came in some on Sunday. He only caught one pitcher last year at West Jones, and you can talk to Trey about him tomorrow. It was a kid named Cam Clark. He's a senior this year. When Cam pitched, Lawson would catch. That was the only time last year that he caught. He caught one game a week. He was primarily playing shortstop. Mm. And so he comes
– and catches just, for a top 25 caliber program.
From the beginning. That's from a true freshman.
Now, in the nine hole, you're going to see pitches that the 3 and 4 and 5 guys don't necessarily see in the batting order. You know, you're just going to get to see more fastballs
until you keep hitting them.
Right. And but when you look at this Southern Miss team, any strong team at any level is built up the middle. The strength of any team is up the middle. You got Monastery in center. You got Pratt, you know, at short. We just talked to help me out.
Scott Watkins.
No, at second
Nolan
base.
Tucker.
Nolan Tucker.
Nolan Tucker. So you and the pitching staff, of course, we've already documented. So right now, you got a catching staff that is literally and figuratively real young. No team is perfect, but if the Southern Miss team is really going to be the best it can be, these catchers are going to have to grow up quickly.
Yeah, and I think Oz said yesterday he's going to do practical things like pickoff moves, mix the count up, in order to get them out of less running opportunities for the other team. He acknowledged that over the weekend. All right, UNO sixth all-time in games against the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. Any idea who number one is? Any idea?
Ole Miss.
They are number two.
Mississippi State.
No, I know the answer to this.
I think Mississippi State is third.
I know the answer.
Say it.
Tulane.
There you go. They are.
Is that
166. Well, Tulane, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, UAB, Southeastern Louisiana.
And we hate them all.
UNO tonight.
All right. Natalie Kirk's going to rejoin us. We're going to wrap things up here from Planet Fitness and Laurel right after this.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Final segment on a Wednesday. Eagle Hour live outside the brand new Planet Fitness in the city beautiful, Laurel, Mississippi. Happy to have you along with us. A couple news and notes in our last segment of the Eagle Hour. The Lady Eagles and the Golden Eagle track and field team finished both fifth in the Sun Belt Championships in Birmingham. Several Golden Eagles placed in the top three, and congratulations to them. And Kelly, it's not over. They'll start outdoor season.
I was just going to say, those were the indoor championships, and now that things begin to warm up, and it could not be a more perfect day than it is in Laurel today, just perfect time for outdoor.
Absolutely. Track. Ladies golf finishes fifth out of eighth at the Windance Country Club for the River Cup over in Monroe. Reminder, baseball tonight, 6:30 p.m. down in the Big Easy, Southern Miss at UNO. We are at Planet Fitness. Happy to be joined again with Natalie Kirk and Skylar Cunningham. And, yeah, thank you guys for having us out. And let's just talk again. This is a big deal for the City Beautiful. People have seen in other towns as they travel the big purple, you know, signs and everything with Planet Fitness. You guys are excited to be in Laurel.
Oh, we are so excited to be in Laurel. It's been a long time coming. We're glad to bring the judgment-free zone to the City Beautiful.
Skylar, remind people again, our listeners, what the judgment-free zone is.
It is the most welcoming environment as far as fitness is concerned that you could ever have, to be honest. Like I was saying earlier, Planet Fitness is humongous on welcoming any and everyone. Of course, as long as you're the appropriate age, at least 13, of course.
Absolutely. And so I was taking a loop in there, and I'm sorry earlier I didn't talk with y'all. We were playing cornhole out there. So anyway, they had cornhole for everybody.
Yeah, I saw you get beat a little bit, man.
I won, actually. I did. Ooh, I won by one in triple overtime. But not just going on with the workout equipment, the cardio. A lot of people don't realize what you guys also have to offer with some of the tanning and other things. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a membership that provides you exclusive perks and rewards, which is going to be our Black Card membership. It's a little bit more per month, but, of course, our rates are super affordable. But what that does is give you access to, one, every location nationwide. We've got, of course, here in Laurel, our wellness pod. We've got our hydro massage beds, deep tissue massage chairs, of course, our stand-up and lay-down tanning beds.
And those tanning beds, Skylar, if like me, it required two tanning beds to tan the whole body?
You don't have to acknowledge that.
I was going to say,
One thing I did see in the locker room area. I mean, that's one thing about this is not. I was not about to turn this into a Kelly Center joke. Okay, so don't worry about that. But Natalie, he gives me these looks when purpose to make me feel. Anyway, Natalie, one thing about Planet Fitness, and as I was taking a tour earlier, locker room facilities fabulous,
immaculate,
and you don't get those in a lot of gyms.
Yeah, you get private changing rooms. You get day lockers. Showers, and of course, bathroom facilities.
You guys talk about workout. Obviously, that's important, but something else that you offer, look, the biggest piece of this puzzle, I think, is food, right?
Yeah,
and how to manage food, right? So you guys have got even advice that you can help people as far as nutrition goes, too. Yeah?
We have the free fitness training that'll get you started no matter what journey you're on.
Okay.
If you're at the beginning, middle, or towards the end of it and you just want to, you know, stay fit. We've got Chandler out here, free fitness training. He will set you up with a workout program based on your goals, any medical history, and help you get started on the right path.
And it's easy to know which one Chandler is, you guys.
Yeah, he was Thanos. I mean, he was like...
He's the nice Thanos.
He is the best advertisement you have for Planet Fitness.
He really is.
This guy is the size of Ethiopia.
but with a heart of gold.
Perfect build. But, yeah, I mean, great staff here. Skylar, talk more about particularly the different areas inside the gym and that 30-minute workout area at the back is really cool as well.
So the 30-minute workout room is absolutely fantastic, especially for our folks that work down the street here at the hospital. If you're ever crunched for time, you only got a limited amount of time to work out, it's really efficient as far as getting a full-body workout in just 30 minutes. Of course, it goes from cardio straight to strength machines, but it operates on a red light, green light system. So while the light is green, you do as many reps as you can on whatever station you're at. When it goes to red, you rest and move to the next station.
I mean, it doesn't get any easier than that, does
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
You know?
We need to remind our listeners there's a special going on right now that's part of this grand opening, and you guys can talk more about that. There's a special today for the PF Black Card, and people get a little discount if they come sign up today.
Yeah, so it's really cheap to sign up today. It's $1 down plus the pro rate, but it's $24.99 a month, so nothing too crazy, so y'all come down and check us out.
Absolutely. You've also got a classic membership, but there's no reason why people shouldn't do the PF Black Card, because I didn't realize this. You can get any Planet Fitness.
Any
and
Planet
y'all
Fitness
are
in the world.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yep. How many do you know?
It's about 2,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
Center, you're accepted everywhere if you do that.
If I'm just one place, it would work fine.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for letting us be with you today, and welcome to City Beautiful.
Hey, thanks for having us, man. We really appreciate it. Thanks for having us back.
Good stuff. Natalie Kirk, Skylar Cunningham with Planet Fitness in downtown Laurel. And come sign up today. Great opportunity for you to get fit. And Sanderson, no judgment zone, man.
Yeah, perfect for me. But you're going to be in Laurel tomorrow again.
Yeah, we are. We'll be on Highway 84 at with Mr. Rain. We got Mason Strickland, Trey Sutton tomorrow, Southern Equipment, right? Out in Calhoun. That's where I went to elementary school. Good stuff. We'll be there tomorrow. Come see Planet Fitness Day. Easy to spot, right, Natalie? Just look for the purple.
We're right here shining down
and
waiting for you.
Trainer.
We're going to teach y'all to do something, okay? When we sign off every day, I'll say Southern Miss, and then all of you will say to the top, okay? So.
Oh, we're alums.
Yeah, there we go. Amen. We'll catch you tomorrow, and as always, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.